In our gospel reading today, Jesus is preparing his disciples for what comes after he ascends, which we will celebrate this coming Sunday. And so he's giving them kind of a sneak peek of what's to come, and it doesn't sound very good. But he does provide help, right, through the Advocate, which of course is the Holy Spirit. And that the disciples, the apostles, when their time comes, as we read about it in Acts, the apostles, during Pentecost, the Holy Spirit comes upon them and gives them wisdom and the strength, the fortitude, and the knowledge to carry on the gospel across the Roman Empire. But it's not always easy for them as well. And I think there's a lot of parallels between that early Christian church of the 12 apostles going forth and where we are today, right? We are essentially outnumbered, just as they were in their time. We all know the fact that Christianity is going down, especially those who actually practice the faith, what we call disciples of Christ. Everybody here, we are vastly outnumbered in our world today, and especially in our country. There are people who will continue to try to bring us down as well. We carry the truth, the natural law, and the truth of Christ, the truth of God. But there are others around us who carry a different kind of truth, their truth, what they define as true. But it's all false. They've been manipulated, they've been lied to, but they carry on what they believe is right. And that's what Jesus is pointing out here, I think, as well, is that those who are against the apostles, the disciples, those who are against us, we have to remember that they think they're right in some ways. And so they're not, our job then is to testify to them, to show them how they've been deceived, they've been lied to, they've been manipulated by politicians, by governments, by businesses, by science, all different people, they've been lied to, and they've come to believe it. And so we must testify. I actually like what the Revised Standard Version of the Bible calls it. They call witnesses. We must be witnesses to the gospel. This is our duty. This is our task as disciples of Jesus Christ, is to bring those who have been lied to, those who have the fog over their eyes, and help to clear that fog for them, to help them see the true light of Christ, to see the true beauty and the true love of what Jesus has done for each and every one of us and for each and every one of them. That is our calling, is to bring others into the fold, to bring others into the sheepfold, to go and find the lost sheep. We are the 99, and our job to go and find the one. What Jesus is telling the apostles here is the exact same thing as us as well. It won't always be easy. It will never actually be easy. And we will be persecuted in some ways. We will be mocked. We will be, you know, all these different things. But we can't give up because we hold the truth. And we can't let the truth go. And we must profess the truth to others and show them the light of Christ, show them the love of Christ and the love of the Holy Spirit through each one of us. And remember that we never do this alone. We always have the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, right with us, helping us, praying with us, guiding us, giving us the wisdom to show the light of Christ, to bring the kingdom of God a little closer here on earth, and to show our brothers and sisters who are apart from us that they are loved and they are cherished by us and by Jesus Christ. So as disciples of Jesus Christ, then let us remember what Christ has taught us to do and go forth and find the lost sheep.